Show them to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Shabbos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav, and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bischos of Shalom Zalman Uvzgos of Mersi Tvachoy Tzchalotzeim. They should be benched with a Sachat Tzlach and Siat Ishmael, good health, Parn Nosa B'Shefa, and Kol Tuv Sela, and Bischos, Esabas Rachel. She should be Zechat of Hand Receive a Kogon, Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnah Vav continues Etzem, a bone. How much bone is a person going to be chai for being mighty on Shabbos? Kidei Lasa Tarvot, enough to be able to make a spoon. If you can carve this bone out and make a spoon out of it, so it won't be chai for being mighty then on Shabbos. Rabbi Huda says, Kidei Lasa Ismanu Chaf, in order to be able to make the tooth of a key for it, the little ridges on the key that are called the teeth of the key, so Rabbi Huda holds that the shear is much smaller. Zechuches, what about glass? Kidei Ligra by Reisha Karkar, enough to sharpen the tip of the karkar, which is a wood thing that's used during weaving. Tsuror or Evan, a pebble or a rock. Kidei Lizrik ba'if has to be big enough to throw at a bird to chase a bird away. Rabbi Eliezer bar Yaakov Eimer, he says, Kidei Lizrik ba'behema, it has to be big enough to chase an animal away. You don't throw rocks at birds to chase them away, you could just yell at them and they'll run away. So according to Rabbi Eliezer bar Yaakov, it has to be a little bit bigger. Now notice that the Mishnah did not say it has to be big enough to throw at a car that's driving on Shabbos. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, Cheres, a piece of pottery. How much is a person going to be chai for being mighty? Kidei Litain ben Patsim l'chaveroi, enough to put in between one beam and another. As a person stacking their beams, it could be that they're not stacked properly, and there's a little bit of space in between one and the other, and he doesn't want them to start warping, so he puts a piece of pottery there in order to fill the gap. A person would be chai for carrying out that size cheres. Devar Rabbi Huda, that's Rabbi Huda's opinion. Now Rav Meir says, it's kidei lachdeis by sa'ur. It's the size that one would stir the fire with, which really means to take a coal from the fire and move it to a different place. Now Rabbi Yossi says, Kidei l'kabel by revias, it's the size that can hold a revias of liquid. Now Rav Meir says, Afal pi she'ein ra'ya l'davar, even though I don't have a proof for what I said, Zeichel Adavar, there's a little bit of a hint to it in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'loyi matzi b'mchitasai, there shall not be found in its broken pieces, cheres, a piece of pottery, lachtes esh miyakud, to take a burning coal from a fire. So we see that broken cheres is used for taking coals from fires. Now Amar Rabbi Yossi told him, Misham Raya, from there you have a proof. The Pasuk also says, V'lachseif mayim migeve, to scoop water from a hole. So that very same Pasuk shows that cheres is used for scooping water as well. And actually, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.